Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to the Calm Within. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, here to dive into something super important. Developing that rock-solid, positive relationship with yourself. Because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs as it is, right? We need a solid foundation within ourselves to weather any storm, to navigate those crazy roller coasters of emotions, and to show up as our best selves, day in and day out. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Positive relationship with myself, that sounds like some self-help guru stuff. And trust me, I get it. We've all heard the cliches, the love yourself unconditionally mantras that can feel a little empty sometimes. But here's the thing. Building a positive relationship with yourself isn't about blind positivity or ignoring your flaws. It's about radical self-acceptance, understanding, and compassion. It's about recognizing your worth, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, and treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you'd offer a dear friend. So how do we actually build this thing? Well, here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, practice self-awareness. Seriously, become a detective of your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Pay attention to those triggers that send you spiraling. Notice the patterns in your reactions. Understanding yourself on a deeper level is the key to breaking free from negative cycles and building healthier habits. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without first figuring out where the leak is, right? Same goes for your inner world. Next, challenge those negative self-talk monsters. Ever notice how that little voice in your head can be harsher than any critic you've ever met? Well, it's time to call BS on that negativity. When those self-deprecating thoughts pop up, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so quick to dish it out to ourselves? Replace those negative whispers with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, the amazing things you bring to the table. You're more capable than you think. Practice self-care like a boss. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are great. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, engage in activities that bring you joy, and prioritize spending time with people who lift you up. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. Now, let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your energy and well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You don't have to please everyone all the time. Remember, your needs matter too. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little things add up and can shift your perspective dramatically. Think about that time you got into a heated argument with a friend or loved one. Did you immediately jump to defend yourself, trying to prove your point? Or did you take a step back, listen to their perspective, and try to understand where they were coming from? Most of us fall into the first trap. Our instinct is often to protect ourselves, even when it means shutting down communication. But building a positive relationship with yourself requires that same willingness to understand and accept, even when things get messy. It's about acknowledging your own feelings without judgment while also being open to hearing other perspectives. That takes courage and vulnerability, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So remember, this journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and keep showing up for yourself. You deserve a strong, loving relationship with yourself, and I know you've got this. Ready to take action? This week, try practicing one of these strategies. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, challenge a negative thought by replacing it with a positive affirmation, or set a healthy boundary in a situation that feels draining. And don't forget to share your experiences and insights with me on social media. Use the hashtag #TheCalmWithin. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, you are absolutely capable of creating a life filled with joy, purpose, and connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.